Okay, so we were learning this morning about the Shechitas Kuti or Shechitas Kusi, and the Gemara tells us on the Daf Gimel and Aleph, there's a din of Abaye, he's trying to figure out the Mishnah like everyone else is trying to figure out here. So Abaye writes or says that Hachi Katani Hakol Shochten Vafilo Kuti, but that everyone's allowed to Shecht even a Kuti. But Medvam Amurim, when is this true? Kishi Yisrael Omed Al Gabav, when there's another Jew watching over him. But you see, a knisa going in and out, lo yishchar, that doesn't work. But vim shachat, chosech kezayis baser v'nosein lo, achlo muter lechal mishchitasa. If you cut off a piece of meat and you give it to me, eat it, then you could rely on the rest of the animal as a good shchita. Lo achlo, if he refuses to eat it, aser lechal mishchitasa. So you see from the din of Abaye that you could trust a kuti to a certain extent as long as a Yisrael is watching over him, but Yotze v'nichnas does not work. And the Rava comes along to say that he thinks Yotze v'nichnas does work. Lichachili, you can rely on this. So we want to understand exactly machlokas between Abaye and Rava, and we're going to focus on Shitas Abaye. So first we have to understand which kuti are we referring to. The Gemara tells us in several places that there's machlokas, whether or not a kuti is a gere arayos or a gere emethein, whether they were forced into conversion, how that works exactly, and they were really no din of geris, and they're a nachwi, or is a gere emes, we really rely that the geris was a good geris, in which case they would be kosher. So the Ritva says it has to be a case of gere emes, and he doesn't explain all this, but it would seem to be obvious that if gere arayos, which means that they're not gerim, so they're no different than a akum, and we know shchitas akum is no good. So first, starting off, we're talking about gere emes, that we accept the conversion for the most part. Rashi makes a second qualification, and this is also based on the Gemara here in Chulin and Daf Dalet, other places, that not every mitzvah that a kuti does is considered a good mitzvah. We can't always rely on that. And that's Rashi writes, v'afilu kuti mosrin lo behema lichatchila lishchot de mitzvah shechzika bahi. This is one of the mitzvahs that they took upon themselves that they keep to every single detail. The Gemara in Daf Dal talks about matas kuti, whether or not that's considered good. There's a three-way machlokas. I don't think we're going to learn that, but that's what we're going to pass through it as we go weiter in the parak. So it has to be a mitzvah that they were mechazik, that they kept. They felt that it was a mitzvah that they should do, and they kept. We trust them. So it's a gerei emes and also mitzvah shechzika ba. Now, Lamaisa, this is not a discussion that is relevant at all, because the Gemara tells us later on in the Perek, on Daf Hei through Vav, that they were gozer, that we can't trust a kuti, they have a din of a goy, and that's because they found that there was a minority of these kutim that had been worshipping Avodah Zarah. The Gemara says, well, it's only a miut, but rove them are geri emes, and the Gemara says, well, that's Shitas Rabbi Meir, who is a choshesh dechayish li miuta. Rabbi Meir is concerned even of the minority, and the Rabbi Gamliel v'Bezdino, the Paschal like Rabbi Meir, that were choshesh lemiuto, and since there was a minority of these kutim that were gay arayos, that were real keeping of Avodah Zarah, they made a gzeira that we can never accept the shchita of a kuti. That being said, it still is halacha lemaisa to a certain extent. Rambam says when it comes to tzeduki and baitusim, they do have a din of a gerei emes. So even though a kuti, actual kuti, is completely viewed as a nachwi, the baitusim and tzedukim and maybe other categories of people would have a din of a kuti. So let's understand now, after that background, this issue of shchitas kuti. So Tosfos has an interesting machlokas here. It's hard to read Tosfos, as always, he's harder, but the Ritva makes it much clearer what he's trying to get at. It's not that difficult of a Tosfos, but sometimes it has less word and explains less than you would find in other Rishonim. So Tosfos in Dibur Maschil HaMeniach, the first one, has two deas whether or not Abaye would agree to Yotze v'nichnas lichat to b'dieved, rather. Rava says Yotze v'nichnas works lichat chila, Abaye says it doesn't work. But when he says it doesn't work, does it mean it doesn't work at all? And even b'dieved, if a kuti was shechting and there's no Yisrael omid agabava, but the Yisrael was yotze v'nichnas, could you rely on that b'dieved or not? So Tosfos has two days here. One opinion he says you can rely on this b'dieved, and the other opinion thinks you cannot rely on this b'dieved.
Rava says it's good because he eats it.
Rava says, exactly, in a case where he eats it, everyone agrees, even Abaye would agree, if he eats it, then you would trust it. The reason being, as I didn't read this point in Rashi yet, Rashi says that they follow the halacha, but they're not choshesh, ein makpidim alifnei iver. About Yotiv and Nichna. Someone's coming in and out. Yisrael's coming in and out and watching him do a shechita. So they don't know if it's a good shechita or not. So, but there's a certain level of mirsas that the kuti is scared that he might get caught doing an incorrect shechita psula. So Rava thinks that that's sufficient. Yotiv and Nichnas is enough of a mirsas to say that the kuti won't make a mistake and you could trust him. But Abaye says, no, you can't rely on Yotiv and Nichnas. But when it comes to the kusi eating the meat, everyone would agree you could also eat the meat. It's only when he's not eating the meat and he gives to you, where Choshesh, he says, the Rashi points out, since Ein Makbidim Im Yochlu Yisrael Nevelus, he doesn't care if someone else eats. He doesn't hold of them to eat it. Let's read that Rashi inside just to be clear, I guess, now. Rashi writes, let's finish Rashi off of Afiluch Kuti, I'll start from the beginning again. Mosin lo behem lechachil lishchot. The mitzvah shech zika bahi, this is one of the mitzvahs that they took upon themselves. Aval Yisrael Yotev Nichnas lo yimser lo lishchot. But if Yisrael is going in and out, says Rashi explaining Shitas Abaye, that it doesn't work, you can't rely on this. Now this line of Rashi, by the way, Aval Yisrael Yotev Nichnas lo yimser lo lishchot, there's a machlokis between the Ritva and the Rosh Yosef. The Rosh Yosef is the Prima Gadim's Chidushim on Chulim. The Prima Gadim thinks that Rashi thinks even Bidieved, it wouldn't work Yotiv and Nichnas according to Rashi. The Ritva understands differently, and the Pashup Shad is like the Ritva, that when Rashi says Aval Yisrael Yotiv and Nichnas lo yimser lo lishcho, it sounds like you shouldn't give it to him lichatchila, but Bidieved, if there was Yotiv and Nichnas, you can rely on the Shechita. So we want to understand what is the Machlokas, whether or not Abaye could allow for Yotiv and Nichnas Bidieved or not. Now let's just finish this Rashi. I know there are a few points here, just to explain, you know, bring everything full circle now. Why is this the case? Because Ein Makpidim Afagav de Chzakabol Atmam, even though the Kutim for themselves are Makpidim for themselves to eat, only from an animal that has a proper Shechita, Ein Makpidim Im Yochlu Yisrael Nevelos. They're not Makpid, they don't care if someone else eats Nevela, they would hand it to someone else. Ah, isn't there an Issa der Issa, don't they keep the Torah? Because the less lahu lifnei iver lo tidei michsha, they don't hold this such a mitzvah, ela kimashmal. They take this pasuk to mean literally, shlo yitain even bederech iver lapilo, which means don't place a rock in front of the blind to trip him. Nothing to do with giving bad advice or giving isurim to someone else. It's meant to be taken literally. As a side point, there is a machlokis in the Achronim, the Meshech Chachma talks about this, whether for a Yisrael, whether putting a rock in front of the Iver Mamish, whether we darshan the pasuk kipshuto or not kipshuto. So certainly the Kutim did darshan the kipshuto, but there's a machlokis whether we also darshan kipshuto. We of course understand the Iker understanding of the pasuk is not to give Isurim or not to give bad advice to another Yid. Okay, so what's going on now? So we have a machlokas right now with Shitas, within Shitas Abaye. Can he rely on Yotiv Nichnas Bidieved, or can he not? So the Rav Kiva Eger points out, firstly, don't think that Abaye rejects Yotiv Nichnas across the board. He says that even Abaye would agree, in the case that Rava brings Hameniach over the Kocham Bechanuso, that you can rely on Yotiv Nichnas in the case of Yai Nesach, or Stam Yenam. Stam Yenam of Yai that's been touched by a Nachri is a din of an Isser Dirabanan. And by Isser Dirabanan, Rabbi Kieger thinks that even Abaye would agree Yotev and Nichnas is sufficient. Our whole discussion is only on a Deraisa level. Would Abaye think Yotev and Nichnas works on a din Deraisa, Bidyeved, or it doesn't work at all? So Rav Soveitchik has a whole suggestion, which I'm going to take a different approach, but I'll just share with you his suggestion, because it's his suggestion, that's number one. Number two, it's also going to set up next couple of days, this year we're going to have the next couple of days, just as a side point. I'm not going to be here tomorrow, but I have Mara Makomos on the other side of the page, that's number two, that's for Thursday. So it's going to be a lot of Makoros, a lot of Gemara. So Thursday, Rabbi Yirmi Ginsberg is going to be giving Parsha Shir. He's part of the Emek HaMelech Kolo. And then Thursday, I'll give Shechitas Mumar. That's the next topic. So this Rav Soveitchik suggestion is going to at least be somewhat of a Pesach for the next year on Shechitas Mumar, yeah.
This is a little bit of a side point, but I thought we say, like, if you're a kofer, then you can't do Shechita. We say that.
Okay, we didn't discuss kofar at all, but that's in essence a mumar. We're going to discuss the
that's not part of like a kusi, like even though they don't believe the Torah kipshuta or like stukis the wow.
No, because they do certain mitzvahs that they hold on to. They follow, and we could trust them regarding those particular mitzvahs.
You could have a kofar that believes in shechita, and he just doesn't. Believe
so we're going to discuss when it comes to mumar, the osadavar, mumar la teavon, mumar la hakas, mumar la
dechater.
Why? Because
if you believe that lifnei iver doesn't apply, or you're vouching other halachos, then why should
we have to first discuss? You're assuming a mumar doesn't work, shechita doesn't work with a mumar.
Yeah.
If we haven't done that yet, it's not necessarily true. But in terms of your question, the Tosfos and Daf Gimel Amud Beis does say there's a distinction between a kusi or kuti and a mumar. There's a distinction, because a kuti thinks he's a real yid. He thinks he's a yid, and a mumar doesn't. He knows he's not. So there's a difference in terms of what his mentality is to whether or not the mirsus is going to affect him or not affect him. Okay, so now, again, the question being, within Abaye, do we rely on the Yotzev Nichnas B'dieved or not? So Rav Soloveitchik says it depends on the nature. I'm saying it slightly different than the way he's saying this, but I think it's going to help us with the next sugi as well. But the question becomes, what is the nature of Eid Echad Neman B'Isurim? We said one of the criteria for trusting someone as a Shochet is, in addition to being Bar Zvicha and being Yodea Hilchot Shechita, which we're going to learn next week, and a Chazaka, you could do a proper Shechita, Maisa Shechita, there also has to be an element of Nemanus, which was based on Eid Echad Neman B'Isurim. So the question is, how do you define, what is the nature of Eid Echad Neman B'Isurim? So if you remember, we said the other day by Katan, we said that the Bedek Abayis, they were on the Rajbed Machlokis and the Mishmeres Abayis and the Torah Abayis, whether or not the Katan can be trusted in terms of Eid Echad Neman B'Yisurim. So one way to understand Eid Echad Neman B'Yisurim is Eid Echad Neman B'Yisurim a din of Eidus? It's a din of Eidus, or is it really a din of, let's call it, it's Nemanus, or Kitzim be just B'Somech Alav, just to trust it, Machriya B'Davar, but it's not really real Nemanus. So we're going to get to three shitas on Wednesday, Thursday. But that's how Rav Soloveitchik explains his machlokas here. According to Rava, the second opinion of the Gemara, he relies on Yotzev and Nichnas because you don't really need, Eid Echad is not really Eidus. You don't need real Eidus. So the Kusi himself is not trusted as an Eid, but you don't need the Yisrael Omen Agabav either because you don't really need Eidus for Eid Echad and Yisurim. This is the understanding of the Torah Sabayis and the Mishmeres Sabayis, the Rajba. That he felt by a katan, that a katan, you can rely on him because you don't really need aid this by shechita, and the katan's enough of a smicha to rely on him. So here as well, Baye thinks that it's enough to rely on the Yotze v'nichnas, rather Rava thinks it's enough to rely on the Yotze v'nichnas, and that's also the understanding even within Abaye, b'dieved, Yotze v'nichnas works because you don't really need aid this. It's enough to have just some level of proof, but not real aid this. But the man d'amar that thinks that Yotzev Nichnas doesn't work for Abaye, even b'dieved, it's because Eid Echad means you need Eidus, mamish Eidus. And Yotzev Nichnas, just because it's creating mirsas, it's not Eidus, in which case Abaye thinks even b'dieved, it doesn't work. So that's a very nice pshat. And again, we'll set us up for the next segment. I'm going to take a different avenue, and not that it's machlokis in the definition of Eid Echad Neman b'Isurim, but perhaps it's a machlokis in the definition, or not definition, but the understandings of the kusi, this the idea of lifnei iver lo titen michshol. What that really means in the eyes of a kusi. So what do I mean by that? So there's another machlokas, if you look on the daf gimel amud beis and Tosfos there. Tosfos, the Ramaskal Bodek, the top Tosfos, the long Tosfos there, he has one line there. He says, if you go... three lines down the Tosfos, so the end of the word is aval. End of the line is aval. Aval kusi yesh lo din acher. D'i Yisrael yotzev nichnas lo bay bedikas sakin. D'ir mirsas. D'lo matinu b'shemakom gave kusi sheitzarach bedikas sakin. So he's talking about the din of yotzev nichnas, but certainly omer agabev as well, the same halach would apply. You don't need to do bedikas sakin. You don't have to check the knife. Now, we haven't gotten too much involved in the din of checking the knife. There's an inner of checking the knife beforehand. We're going to see by Mumar. There's an inner of checking the knife after the Shechita as well. But when it comes to a Kusi, you don't have to check the knife at all. That's what the Tosfos writes. And he says, because the proof is, we don't find anywhere that you have to do Bedika Sakin by a Kusi. You find it by a Mumar, but never by a Kusi. But therefore, there's no inin to check it. However, the Ramban says, of course you have to check the Sakin of a Kusi. How could you trust the Kusi at all? The fact that you can't find it anywhere? So you're so mech another sukkah, it's mentioned to buy Mumar, but that doesn't bother him. So there's a machlokas between Tosos and the Ramban, whether or not you have to check the sakin of the kusi. So I think I'm going to suggest perhaps the machlokas is based on the following, how to understand this lack of akpada when it comes to lifnei iver lo titein michsho. If you look at Rashi, back on Gimel and Alf, he says, Ein makpidin im yochlu Yisrael nevela. The kusi doesn't care if Yisrael eats nevela. The less lahu lifnei iver lo titei michsho. He doesn't hold of such a din. He doesn't care for it. But listen to the Ran. The Ran says, he's talking about the inyan of kusi. He says, inami didaris bikavana. It's very possible kusi could intentionally have a psul drisa. We have to get into what those different psul are. Why kidei lemaher shchitoso dibilifnei iver kiagavna lo ichpasle? Because it takes much shorter. If he has to do every inyan, I don't know how shechita really works. I've never seen it. We'll hopefully find out in a couple of weeks. But it takes time. There's a much quicker way to do it, I guess, like that, which is possible, as opposed to doing it back and forth. Holich ve'mevi is the way the Gemara describes it. So he's in the brush. He just chops off head after head. So Ran says there's a chashash. He might do this b'kavana. Well, according to Rashi, it's not b'kavana. Rashi says if it happens, he doesn't mind giving it to the guy, but he's not going to go out of his way to make sure the guy violates an issa, because he doesn't hold to that. So the Ran thinks he will sometimes do b'chavana. And according to Rashi, it's ein makpidin, and the Prima Gadim makes this diak as well. Prima Gadim says, when Rashi says ein makpidin, the Prima Gadim says, mashma delo chayshinan dinavlu biyadayim lahachis lahachshi acherim. Rashi's understanding is he's not going to go out of his way to machshil the guy. If it does happen, so he doesn't mind giving to the guy. But he's not going out of his way, as opposed to the Mumar Lahachis. I'm sorry, so many places. Rashi on Gimel and Beis on the top. He says a Mumar Lahachis, Hidavka is Mu'al Linavel B'chavana B'yadayim. A Mumar Lahachis does go out of his way to make a Pasul Shechita. But we're not choshish that Kusi goes out of his way to do that. So within the world of Kusi right now, Rashi thinks he doesn't go out of the way, but the Ran thinks he does go out of the way B'chavana to make a Pasul Shechita. Yeah, Max.
Didn't we say that if you don't believe those five things, Halacha Moshe Misina, then you can't check? So if you're going, if you're intentionally...
No, he believes in it. He just doesn't care if that guy eats from it. He believes it. He knows it's true. He just doesn't, for himself, he'll make sure he does a Kasha Shechita. So perhaps you could say as follows. Maybe this machlokas, now bring everything back together, is as follows. That, what type of a level of chashash do we have by the kusi? Now, since Rashi's level of chashash of kusi is a low-level chashash, the guy's not going out of the way. He just ain't makpidin on it, but he's not going out of his way to do it. So Rashi would say, Yotzev nichnas, even for bai works b'dievet, which I think is very meduk in Rashi. The Prima Gadim thinks otherwise within Rashi, but I think everything flows very nicely if you look back in Rashi. Rashi says, aval back in Gimel and Aleph, aval Yisrael Yotzev nichnas, lo yimser lo lishchot. You don't give it to him to do shechita, but it's mashma from this Rashi, but b'dieved, it does work out to v'nichnas, and that's a ritva's diak in Rashi. Why? Because the afal gav de huchzaku bala'atman, even though they're machzik for themselves, ein makpidim im yochul yisrael nevelas, de les lifnei iver lo titei michsho. We can't rely them on yotiv v'nichnas, because they don't care of lifnei iver, they don't care of. But if it's b'di'eved, you can rely on their shechita because they're not going to go out of their way to the level chashash is a low level chashash. But according to the underpinning of Tosfos, that even b'di'eved yotzei v'nichnas doesn't work, that's because of the Ran who says, no, you can't trust yotzei v'nichnas. That's not enough of a mirsas for the kusi. The kusi is going to go out of the way to b'chavana, to daf to do a shechita psula b'chavana, in which case yotzei v'nichnas won't be sufficient in order to stop that. That might also be the explanation between the Bedika Sakin machlokis of the Tosfos and the Ran. Tosfos thinks you don't need to do Bedika Sakin because he thinks that the kusi, the level of chashash, is a low level chashash. He says, just not makbid on lifnei iver, but he's not going to do b'chavana, so you don't have to check the Bedika Sakin. But when it comes to the Ramban understands, no, the Kusi, his understanding of Lifnei Iver is that he doesn't care for it, that he's going to even dafka, lahachis, do a psul shchita and hand it to someone. And since the level of chashash is a high level, according to the Ramban, that's why you'd have to also, in addition to all the other Yisrael Omer Agabav, you also have to check and do bedikas sakin. Okay, so that's, again, just a different approach how to explain the machlokas. Again, the understanding of what level of chashash we have by a kusi. I just want to finish off with just two ha'aros here from not related. One is going to help set us up for tomorrow's sugya more, and then another one, just interesting ha'ara. So Rav Chanan, yes?
We didn't know something, and now we're giving a chatira shel basar, and they eat it. So why should that matter anything? It's not edus; it's a metzius. But in the world of edus, that doesn't work.
It's a very good question. You might have to say, in that case, it's something along the lines of biyada. We discussed that shchit in general may not be an inyan of eid echad. It could be just biyada, which is a stronger form of edus. It's not even Eid Echad Neman B'Yisurim. So if it's just going to be just testifying about a certain Isur Heter, so you need Eid Echad Neman B'Yisurim. But once he's eating it, it's no longer the realm of Eid Echad Neman B'Yisurim. It's more like B'yado, Mamish B'yado. It's a Metzius, the thing that you could certainly rely on, and it's something along those lines. But it's a very good question. Okay. Rav Chanan says, makes another suggestion of a another avenue how to test the kusi, whether he's telling the truth or not. The Gemara says this, giving a kazai's basar certainly does work. If he eats it, you can rely on it. If he doesn't eat it, so then if there's a Yisrael Omer Agabav, that works as well. And in terms of Yotzei V'Nichnas, that's only Shitas Rava. Machlok is within Abaye, whether we can rely on that b'dievet. So Rav Chanan writes in Kovet Shmuos, which is a Maseches Chulin, in the Kovet Shirum, it's in the back of Chelek Beis, there's something called Kovet Shmuos. And in Oz Gimel, he says, he asks the implicit question he's dealing with here is, why just ask him? Just ask the kusi, did you do a good shechita or not? Why would you ask him? Why would he tell the truth? Because it's the derisa of lo sa'ane, you can't give false edus. So there you have it, ask him if he's going to tell the truth. He's makbid on the Torah, as long as there's a mefurish in the Torah. So he ends up saying, v'tzarach lomar delav delo sa'ane eino noeg bi'isurim she'ein alzeh Toras Edis. When it comes to Eid Echad Neman Bisurin, there's no Isser of Lo Sa'ana. Lo Sa'ana, the Isser of giving false testimony, is only true of Shnei Edim, where you're giving real testimony, real Edis. Two Edim for Davar Shabbat Mamon. Two Edim for Davar Shabbat Erva. But when it comes to Isurim, where you only rely on Eid Echad, that's not Edis. We just mentioned before whether Eid Echad is Din Edis or it's a Din in something else we'll go through, some other Nemanis we'll have to discuss. So Rav Chanan writes, clearly, that Eid Echad is not a din of Edus, in which case, Lo Sa'ane doesn't apply to Eid Echad Neman B'Yisurim. We're going to see in the Marmar comments for the next couple of days, the Minchas Chinuch says there is an Isser of Lo Sa'ane, even by Eid Echad, which indicates that there's a machlokas, whether or not Eid Echad is a din of Edus or a din of Nemanus. And therefore, since the Eid Echad is not subject to Lo Sa'ane, he could lie. So say, okay, how could he lie? So there's no edus, fine, no lo sa'aneh. What about medvar sheker tirchak? He can't lie, that's a mefurish pasuk. How is he going to lie in that case? So he says, you're lo shayach al b'mamon. That's only true of mamon, which itself is interesting. I don't know if he's saying this, that's in the eyes of the kusi, that he thinks it's only shayach b'mamon, or he's saying this throughout Shas, that even the way we paskin, that medvar sheker tirchak only applies b'davar mamon. That's, of course, a very dangerous statement. I mean, just there are many gemaras that allow for people to lie. You know, the gemara in Ksubis, Kalanoa v'chasida, even if she's not pretty, you still say she's pretty. That's the famous one. The Shalom Bias, the gemara in Yivamo says you're allowed to lie for Shalom Bias. That was Machlokas, understanding the debate, the dialogue between Avram and Sarah. And, Hashem reported back that she thought she was, she said, I know he's too old, my husband can't have a child anymore. And Hashem says to Avram that she thought she was too old to have a child. And Gemara said, what do you mean? Sarah complained about Avram. She didn't complain about herself. How could Hashem change the words around? One of the Gemara's answers is that because Shalom Bayis, you're allowed to lie. The Gemara says in Bab Metzia, in the Eil Metzias, that there are three times a person's allowed to lie, and the three times are Masechta, Apurya, and Achsanya. Masechta, as we learned, a certain Masechta, he doesn't want to be bombarded, or it's because of Anivus, he's allowed to lie. Purya talks about one Pashup Shad is the Tashmish, he doesn't talk about those Inyanim. And Achsanya is if he had a very nice host, and he doesn't want to bombard that host with all these guests. And the guy was okay, he was a decent host. So those are areas you're allowed to lie. None of those cases have to do with mammon, so perhaps Rav Chanan says whenever it has nothing to do with mammon, you might be allowed to. I'm not sure if he's saying that. But certainly in the eyes of the Kusi, Midvar Sheker Tirchak only applies to the din of mammon, and therefore he would possibly lie, and you can't trust him by being very direct. The end of this, Rav Chanan, I don't want to get involved here, but he gives another source that it sounds like from the Gemara here, that the basis for Eid Echanem and Bisurim is based on Lifnei Iver. Not a source, but that really gives him the nemanus. If he relies on the Lifnei Iver, if he's concerned with Lifnei Iver, rather, that gives a person Eid Echa Neman, Bisurim. But if he doesn't trust Lifnei Iver, then he loses his trust. So an interesting piece here, just a few lines, those who want to take a look at it. Now the last hara I'll make for the day is Chassam Sofer. The Gemara had said, if you cut off a piece of Kazai's Basar, and you give it to the Kusi, so then you could rely on the rest of the basar, you could eat it as well. So the Ha'ara here of Chassam Sofer just has a very short piece here. It says, Mashma pachos mikazayis lo. If you give him less than a kazayis to the kusi and he eats it, you can't rely on it. Why? Because the chol chelev l'rabos chatishir lo mashma l'hulakusim. Although they hold as an iser the rice of eating nevela, that's only true of a kazayis. The Torah, even though the Torah doesn't say kazayis, the Kusim understands that only Kazayis is Aser. Ah, Rabbi Yochanan says, Chasi Kazayis is Aser Minatora. That's based on the Pasuk of Kol Chelev. Kol Chelev, they don't agree to such a drasha. So in the eyes of the Kusim, so a Kazayis is Aser Midraisa, but Chasi Shir, they don't accept. So Chasi Shir, if you gave it to them and they ate it, you couldn't rely on them to trust them. Let me just finish this last piece. But then he says, but according to the Ireim, in Hilchos Chametz, he says the opposite. It really midiraisa stam achila mashma kolshu. And it's only lachmash mesina that tells us a kazayis, actually. So it ends up being a machlokas, whether or not if you give a pachos mikashir to a kusi, whether you can rely on this or not, depends on what we understand or even what they understand, what is the default of the Torah. Is the default of the Torah when it says not to eat an avela, does that mean it's really a kazayis? Or does it really mean a kolshu? Of course, Lamaisa, we say it's Aser Kolshu even. The question is that because of Chatzishir Aser Min HaTorah, or because that's what the default understanding is of the Torah. Okay, so we'll stop here. Again, the Iker point of today, we mentioned a number of points about Eid Echanam and Biyusurim, whether it's Midin Eidus or Midin some other type of Nemanus, and the applications of the Machlokas, whether Yotziv and Nichnas, and then we discussed the Machlokas, whether or not whether Kusi, and his Lifnei Iver is that he's not Machbid, or even he'll go out of the way to make sure a person stumbles, and that will explain perhaps Machlokas of Yotziv Nichnas and Bidikas Sakin. And then we finish off with just two horrors here of the Chassam Sofer of Kazayis and Pachos Mikazayis, and the Kohet Shmuas about whether or not the Inn and Isser of Losane applies to Eid Echad or does not. Yeah, Max, sorry, the question.
Yeah, didn't we say last summer with Chatzishir?